Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Guys, this is how we start every podcast. This is actually the shit that we delete.
Yeah, this is the cutout stuff. We have to, like, Zane and I will be talking all day, and then as soon as this, like, podcast starts up and the mics are on, we're like, yeah, Zane, how are you?
That's where my meltdown happens.
Oh, man.
Guys, I had a meltdown last week.
It's all right, baby. We'll keep the past in the past and let's move it forward.
Look forward, baby. Two steps forward, one step back. That's Zane, how this podcast is for me. So
it's a new you. You got your cooling pad on.
Oh, yeah. Guys, I got a cooling pad because I sweat my ass off when I'm sitting on this leather couch. But
is it working?
Audio, you can't see this, obviously, but video, look at my cooling pad. Look at it. This is apparently it's the best reviewed cooling pad you can get. It's not very big, which surprises me, but it's cooling me off. I feel like I pissed my pants. I've been sitting on this for 5 minutes, and I feel like I wet the bed.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That's funny. Like,
it feels good.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what, baby? I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Oh, well, let's jump right into this podcast. Let's roll the intro, baby. Ooh. Oh, hold on. We got to cheers.
Oh, my God. Wait. Boom. Woo-hoo. Now roll the intro. Back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
Ooh, good to see you guys again. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to us. We really appreciate it. And, baby, we do this shit for you.
Yeah. Okay. And you know who does it for you? Zane and Heath.
Uh-huh, baby. We coming at you with the best podcast right inside your earbuds, baby.
Thank you for tuning in every week. You guys are killing it with the listens and the views. You guys are incredible.
Like, we love seeing the feedback you guys have for us, and we're taking notes, and you know, we really appreciate you guys leaving the reviews and telling us exactly, you know, what you guys think. And we just want to give you guys a big thank you again. And wherever you are, if you're in your car right now listening, what's up? Be careful driving.
Tell your parents
no
about
texting.
Us. Tell your families about us. Mm-hmm. Tell your boyfriends, your girlfriends, your aunties, uncles, grandmas, grampies.
There you go, baby.
Everybody.
Get the whole fam damnly around.
Yeah, make this like a family thing. Every time you guys sit down for dinner, turn on the Zane and Heath Unfiltered podcast.
Ooh, or if you guys want to sit down and watch us, you could see us the following day. Every Tuesday, we post the podcast on YouTube. If you want to check that out, it's Zane and Heath. On YouTube, and make sure to check that out.
Baby, plug everything.
That's what we got to do.
For the next 10 minutes, we should be plugging everything that we need to plug in.
You know what I can't wait to plug?
What?
Our coffee. Sorry, I want to talk about it. I'm excited.
What? Our coffee?
Our coffee.
I guess we could talk about it for a little bit, right? We have time? It's not that. Do we have time to talk about it?
Skip the subject. Yeah.
So for the past few months, Heath and I have been working on our coffee brand, which we were
guys,
so excited about.
It is so freaking cool.
This is unfiltered.
You're just right, baby. Fuck this shit. Our coffee is fucking awesome, and I'm really excited for it to be coming out. I'm holding back. You know what? Fuck this shit. Y'all, I'm gonna be real.
Well, don't
with
make
you.
It hard for Mariah to edit it. I'm kidding. We don't block out cuss words
That's
anymore.
Right,
you know what?
You
Heath
know what?
And I really talked about it last week. We were like, do we really need to fucking block out these cuss words? Mm-mm. It's called Unfiltered for a reason. And we did read the comments, and you guys were like, why are you guys fucking filtering it?
You're right.
And when it's called Unfiltered, so we had to take it out. It's kind of ridiculous. It was kind of embarrassing to start.
I know.
We didn't start
off
very strong, but we took it out. We're keeping the cussing for both
and we're putting the power back into the people. Exactly. Y'all vote it and we answered. But our coffee company is going to be coming out pretty shortly. It's something we've been working on for a while and we're really excited to bring it to you guys. We've been in the
factory.
We've been
I'm really disappointed that we didn't film any of that.
I know.
But then again, I do want to just to keep it a surprise. Like I know you're supposed to film it, but Heath and I were like all about like living in the moment and not like filming every single thing that we do.
Baby, we got to leave some shit a secret, okay?
Exactly. But when it comes out, we want to have like this crazy commercial for it. I know. We want to have billboards all over Hollywood and Florida.
It's gonna be really exciting. We're just so happy to share it with you guys. It's something that we put a lot of hard work into, and it's almost done. And we picked out the flavors ourselves.
Yeah,
the blends, mixing and matching.
It's
baby,
so good. Yeah, it was me, you, Matt, and Amanda. Amanda's my assistant, by the way. We were all one day. We were trying those coffees all day, and we picked the right flavors, guys. It's gonna be really good.
So I'm just excited. Hang in there, and we're gonna bring you our coffee company. We're not gonna tell you the company name yet.
Why would you tell me?
It's gonna be a surprise.
I don't even think we have a trademark here, do we?
No. It is trademark. but yeah,
you guys are gonna be so fucking excited when you find out what. Okay. Oh, I guess we got to move on. Fuck our company that we've been working on for the past.
We're excited about our coffee.
Jesus. Okay.
Well, Todd is drinking his off-brand shit. We can't even talk about.
All right. Let's move on. All right. So, how was your week, Keith? What'd you do this weekend?
It's been pretty good. Just staying busy. What did I do? I went to Liza's premiere for Liza on Demand 2.
I'm sad. I missed that.
Yeah. A lot of people were out of town. It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised. Not surprised. not that I expected it to be bad. not that I expected it to be bad. It was just surprising how much better it was than the first season.
Really?
First season I really liked. First season was
cute. I liked it.
It just seemed so much more put together, and everybody in the show just felt like a legit TV show.
Liza said, I'm moving from YouTube to traditional.
But it was really good, and I'm impressed. And it kind of threw me off guard with her being like so naked. It was really weird. Like, because it's our little Liza.
I saw her. But I saw the promotions for it. And she is naked a lot.
Like, you see a lot. And I was like, what? Like,
poor David. He has to see all that.
Ooh. Like, she really put it out there.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Damn. I feel like she's stepping out of her little clean bubble that she was in. And I feel like she's been wanting to step out of that bubble for a while now.
I feel like she's been trapped.
Yeah. Trapped.
She's been doing her thing.
Yeah, I'm really happy for her, and she's a great actress too. She's getting better and better. Mm-hmm. I can see it.
What about you? How was your week?
It was good. I went to Miami. Ooh, you ready?
Sorry, but I almost
all
threw
eyes
up.
On me when I talk. I went to Miami, our hometown.
Mm-hmm. I'm so jealous.
I'm really pissed that you didn't come. I thought you and Mariah would come, but you know, whatever. You'll take her next time, hopefully.
I know.
You know, everybody was saying that we got to come here again. It's like going to be the new Chicago. If it's the new Chicago, I'm going to be so happy because David
That's
goes
gonna be
to
huge.
Chicago every fucking
he
other
needs
weekend.
To change it up.
Like, I know. I know.
Did they like it?
I think we all had fun. I mean, the only people that really didn't have fun, I feel like, was Jonah. Oh, Jonah was a mess.
Jonah's miserable wherever he goes.
No. He wasn't miserable. He was just a mess.
Really?
There was so much shit that happened that he, like, fucked up on. So he basically flew out with Jeff. I don't think he was supposed to come originally to Miami. But he came because Jeff was doing the video for the transformation with his family. So I think he brought him for that and for him to be a part of the Jason show. And he missed Jason's first show. he overslept.
Hey, I heard. Oh my
and he
God.
Missed it. and not only that, I think he was supposed to run with Jeff, and he didn't run with Jeff. He was too tired.
He overslept, huh?
So Jeff was like pretty, I don't think he was like upset. He was disappointed, more disappointed because he really wants them to like change. He rented a moped. He rented a moped out of nowhere. And he didn't return it. I thought you were going to say he crashed it. No, he left it in the hotel somewhere and never returned it. We were on our way to my house in Plantation. And we're like, and Jonah's like, oh shit, I need to return the moped. And we're like, how'd you forget to return the moped? It was a rental moped that you like rented out from a place. He's just a hot, he reminds me of me. Like a year and
so
a half,
that, that is
ago.
Something you would do.
So I see a lot of myself in him. No. When it comes to
Take
shit like laziness,
wing.
And I know. But that was my. We also went to a zoo.
The zoo was phenomenal.
I wasn't a big fan of the cages that the animals were put in, but the The animals are great though, and my favorite was the chimpanzee, the monkey. I don't know; they're all the same to me. Is it a chimpanzee? Is it a monkey? Is it a orangutan?
I don't know which one
gorilla?
You saw.
The one that we're playing with. The one that was jumping on me.
That I think was a chimpanzee.
It was.
Is it a chimpanzee or a chimpanzee?
I don't know. There's so many in that family. I don't know what's what, but it was the cutest thing. They're fucking human beings. Those monkeys.
Weird.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like he knows what we're doing, and we know what he's doing. Mm-hmm. Like it's like we're me and him connected a lot. I feel like we both have like the same amount of brain cells. We should go back to that zoo. It was so cute.
Is it a endangered one where they rescue animals and keep them there to rehabilitate them, or is it?
I'm not exactly sure. Should have done my research, but no, I don't. Okay. I'm not sure. But it was really fun. You guys should.
I saw quite a few guys got pissed on in the mouth.
Oh yeah.
What the? How did that happen?
And, dude, apparently it wasn't piss. It was sperm.
You guys got skeeted.
It was literally sperm from the pussy. It was sperm from the pussy. He squirted it into David's mouth. It's so funny saying that again because. You know, but I think I'm 80% sure because he told us that, but I'm not sure if it was like 100% accurate.
Right.
But he either got pissed on or squirted on. But either way, the shit is hilarious. Mm-hmm. I saw it pass right by my face. It was slow-mo. It was like slow-mo and it went right into his mouth.
100% that lion knew exactly what it was doing. That wasn't an accident.
No, it wasn't. Like it wasn't. It looked, because he saw us all like kind of not being loud, but we're like, oh my God, lions. And the I swear animals react different when there's a camera in front of them.
Really?
Every time I put the camera on my dog's face, it knows I'm recording her. She knows. Weird. I'm recording her. Yeah. So I feel like they just don't like cameras on them for some reason. Huh. So that's why the lioness squirted on in David Dobrik's mouth. That was my weekend. It was a lot of fun.
Gross.
What are you eating?
A soul energy bar. Mm.
Speaking of stuff in mouths and getting a little nasty, what was up with you and Corinna kissing?
Oh man. Busted. Oh God. Okay. So if you guys don't know Corinna Koff, she is my roommate / one of my best friend's ex-girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Dated for a little bit. We were all in Miami and we had a really drunk night and Corinna was being very promiscuous. We were filming for David's vlog and I got onto the bed and I was whispering to Corinna and I was like, guess what? No one's going to kiss you here because you're Todd's ex-girlfriend. We got bro code and that's why.
Right.
And right after I finished that, I said out loud, I just kiss you right now, like as a joke.
Like a hypothetical.
Exactly. And everybody laughed and David was like, oh my God, you should do it and I'll film it. And then immediately I was like, no, I can't. Like, I can't do that. Like, she's
Todd's ex-girlfriend. Please don't make me.
And I've kissed her before. Like, I kissed her a long time ago, but like now it just doesn't seem right. Like, they were mm-hmm. together. I know, like, there was like strong feelings within between them. I don't know.
And a bad breakup.
Yeah, it was a bad breakup and everything. So I didn't feel right about it. And I was forced.
Okay. Ooh, making excuses, baby.
No, it was I thought it was a really funny bit. Corinna thought so too. Jeff, David, everybody thought it was like a really funny bit.
Yeah.
And we're like, you know what? Let's just do it.
Obviously, it was a joke. It's not like you guys were doing this to be malicious and hurt Todd.
Exactly. So we did it. Ha ha hoo hoo hee hee. And skip to the next day. It was all edited. And right before David was about to upload it, we all kind of sat there and we're like, should we tell Todd before we post it?
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want to like disrespect
to make
Todd
it look,
in any way.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. But then again, when we were thinking about that, we're like, maybe this is bad. Like, why are we even thinking like we shouldn't be thinking like this? Because we're all such good friends.
Mm-hmm.
So right before David hits up Todd and he's like, hey, Zane kissed Corinna for the vlog. No context to it. Just said, Zane kissed Corinna for the vlog. And he was like, I don't fucking care. But
that's funny.
I don't know if that was like, he really doesn't fucking care or it was like, whatever, I don't fucking care. Like, he was probably drunk. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He may have sounded drunk. I'm not sure. But, he uploaded it, and that's
then
it.
That was the last of it?
Yeah, and I
saw... But then I also saw on Twitter, he, like, posted there was a video of him in Australia.
Yes.
Like, okay. Talking shit about you or something.
Yes. So, I saw on Twitter, someone tagged me in it. Todd was on stage. He was performing with Scott.
Uh-huh.
And there was, like, a shit ton of people there. I think it was VidCon Australia. And he just says, fuck Zane. And everybody's like, whoa.
And they knew what he was talking about.
They knew exactly what he was talking about. And I thought it was really funny because that was like probably 12 hours after he uploaded the video. He was on stage and saying that. And then it hit me. I was like, oh my God, Jason is having a stand-up show today. This was 12 hours later. All this was happening in such a short amount of time. It was amazing. So I was like, Jason,
you got to have like a clap back.
Exactly. Right. I was like, I want to publicly apologize to Todd and then just fucking go at it. So should we, I want to run the clips for the video. I just want to run the clips, but like I basically.
Yeah. Give a second to play the audio. We could do that, right?
Can we do that? All right, let's play the audio and the video. Run it.
I apologize to my best friend, Todd Smith. For taking his girl and making it up. You're going to disrespect me on a stage full of people in Australia.
In Australia.
And guess what? I'm going to do that too, baby. I'm going to disrespect you on a stage full of people in my hometown.
I went hard.
Yeah.
I went hard in that fucking show.
But, like, you can obviously tell you're joking back.
Obviously, yeah. And, like, I even said, because I told everybody, like, start recording. Like, can you record this? Because I want them
to post it on
Twitter so they could tag him just like someone did with me.
Yeah.
And I told everybody, I was like, who here believed that me and Todd were actually fighting? And there was, like, a couple hands.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, from somebody who's not, like, super into everything and, like, they just get a quick little glimpse, they're probably like, holy shit, like, this is real beef.
Yeah, and I forget that they don't know how close we all are, too, a lot of the times. So
yeah, so close you guys can make out with each other's exes. Oh, man, you dirty dog.
Dirty dog.
God damn, you dirty bitch.
No, but no, it's, again, it's really cool that we are all so close, like.
No, it's really cool. Like, it's so cool that we can all just, like, make.
I just don't think Todd and Karina's relationship was like really that real.
Oh,
you know, it was like a social media relationship. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
It was like I couldn't take it too seriously. They did really like each other, but I couldn't take it too seriously.
Yeah.
At the same time, we all kind of we were like whatever we're for, but at the same time, it's like, oh come on, all right, we're over it.
Yeah,
just like
give it a rest.
Give it a rest. But I'm glad, you know, I'm glad that they're broken up and they can still be around each other and like have fun and be friendly with each other. I think that's really important that like people can like break up and still be friends. That's really nice.
100%. And you know what else I saw, speaking of like the whole tour situation? We 4 episodes in, baby, and people already want a tour of this podcast.
Oh, yeah. I was saying at the show. Dude, at Jason's show, they were saying that they wanted. Like, when are you and Heath going on tour? I'm like, baby, we're 3 episodes in.
Baby, we just finished our first season right now. We got our 4 episodes done.
4 episodes.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in for the first season. You guys have been incredible. Who's ready for season 2?
Dude, that's laziness at its finest. 4 fucking.
But it also makes it look like we're doing more. Like, we're 2 seasons in now.
After 20 episodes, 10 seasons in, that sounds real good.
You know what? We got to make it look like we doing big shit.
Imagine we went on
tour.
I'm
so down to tour.
No, I'm down too, but just imagine my meltdowns on stage.
Oh my God. You guys would get to see 8 podcasts coming to our live show.
Exactly. I'd feel so bad that I would give everybody a refund on the spot, on stage.
You guys don't know it, but we already had 1 meltdown for Zane on this podcast so far. But you know what? It's good, baby. We're making progress. He's got his little booty cooler. He got, you know, his little go-go juice. He feeling good?
Yeah, I am feeling good. And you know what? Dude, this cooling pad is helping a lot.
Good.
Because I'm not hot. I'm sweating by the halfway through the podcast. But not today, baby. Not without my cooling pad from
Hisan. Oh, we would have an ad read right there. That'd be great.
Oh, that would be great. We should hit him up. That should be our first sponsor, this cooling pad for our athletes.
We're going to get an ad read sooner or later.
I know. It's fine, baby. We're doing this shit. We're running about 18 ads on each video. We got to get paid somehow for this. No, but this has been so much fun, though. Like, this is something I would never think to do. Like, this is helping me a lot on my, like, speaking skills. And
I love doing this podcast.
Yeah. It's been fun. It's been good.
Should we answer some of the questions you guys asked us?
Yeah. You know what? Let's do a little Q&A for all you coffee beans.
Okay, baby. Let's do it. Matt, you got some questions that they asked?
Oh, please. I have a handful of questions. And not only do I, but Mariah as well.
Yeah, I'm here too.
They can be a little risque, too.
Oh, the first one I already have is very risque.
Oh, God.
All right, you ready for it?
Let's do it.
Okay, Mel wants to know, how many STDs have you both had?
Okay, look, that is way too risque.
Okay, you know what? This is unfiltered, not disgusting podcast, okay?
Ew, I mean, how many or what?
3.
How many? Just how many? You don't have to say which ones.
Like right now, STDs?
Oh, yeah. Wait, the ones that you have currently right now.
I've had 3.
Do I have any?
You had three? Okay.
La, 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 la.
Sorry, Bubba.
I'm like, I talked to you with the tempo, like a little
fall. You like push my drink further away.
How many have I had? I think I've had two.
Oh my goodness.
You guys.
You filthy that's boys.
That's Miami, Florida, baby.
Oh boy.
Yeah, we're fucking dirty little rats out there,
dirty
huh?
Dirty little bitch.
Zane, do you regret kissing Corinna?
Do I regret kissing Corinna? No, because the bit would have never happened, and I think the bit is really funny.
And he really fucking liked it.
Oh yeah. Juicy lips. Mm. Woo! No, I don't regret it. No, Todd was fine with it. Corinna was fine with it. Everybody was fine with it except for really nobody. Yeah. I don't regret it at all.
Okay. Mariah, you got a question?
Okay. Who has kissed who in the vlog squad?
We're going to be here for about 15 minutes telling everybody.
Me and Zayna kissed.
Heath has kissed Mariah.
Mm-hmm.
Heath has kissed Corinna.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we've all kissed Corinna.
Yeah, but that was before they started dating.
I don't know. I'm kidding. So. Yeah, it was before they started dating. And I kissed Corinna before they started dating, too. It was a chapstick challenge.
Are a disgusting friend group.
Yeah, we are really gross. Matt, I think Matt has kissed Corinna, right?
I've never kissed Corinna. That's I've a never. Damn lie. I would remember. I would remember, and I'd be honest, and I'd be proud of it.
Well, I know you wish you've kissed Corinna before.
Of course. Huh? Of course. Who wouldn't?
This is going to take a long time to really just go through.
No, this is juicy. I did not know he'd kiss Corinna.
I've kissed...
I don't think it's that complex, like on who's kissed
who
in our group.
I kissed Aaron, but this is way before TJ.
Yeah, you kissed Aaron before TJ.
Yeah. That's
for fun.
I think it was for a picture.
Okay,
I think me and Aaron have popped like a long time ago as a joke.
Dude, we are all. I guess I'm Mariah's best friends with all these girls. How weird is that? I've kissed Natalie. I've kissed.
Wait, what?
What?
No,
you're lying.
I wish I had. It hasn't happened. It hasn't happened yet. I've kissed Matt.
Yes, we have kissed.
I've kissed Jeff. I've kissed.
Oh, Zane, a little thought.
Yeah, I know. I've kissed David. I've kissed.
I've kissed David too. I forgot about that.
On to the next question.
Go to the next. Let's get in.
What is the one thing you can't stand about each other?
Ooh.
Oh, you turning us against each other already?
Damn.
Dun, dun, dun.
You want to go first or you want me to go first?
You go first. So I don't feel bad for what I say.
you're like gauging how bad you can go based on what I say. I just hate how honest he is with me all the time. One thing I can't stand about you is that.
Fuck, this is going to hurt me, guys. Ooh. We never talked about this shit with each other. Ever.
We should have a weekly sit down on the podcast where we like say something we don't like about each other.
Oh, it's something that me and you did to something that we did to each other that we didn't like every week.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's nasty.
You have a hard time sticking to your word.
Oh my god, it's getting real dark. I start crying. Yes, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. And I'm crying.
I know.
It's getting real.
Yeah. Give me that butt cooler.
It's getting real. Okay. You are right. I don't want any examples. Should we give examples?
You don't have to.
No.
I feel like we're on Dr. Phil right now. Like, say one thing you don't like about each other. He thinks that, Zane, you don't stick to your word.
Wow, you sound like Dr. Phil. That was really
well.
Good.
I'm from Texas.
That's funny.
Now, Zane, you have a fair game to say to Heath right now. What annoys the most? What annoys you the most about him?
Matt has been waiting all season to do that.
To pull this out,
all season.
Fresh off the runway.
I don't like how much you lie to me.
Ooh.
All right, and we'll leave it at that. All right.
Who thought that was serious?
I was kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I kind of heard
he
that.
He's testing to see if I do lie. He's like, I hate how much you lie. I'm like, I'm sorry.
No, I thought I would get a lot more clap from everybody, but I didn't. So it wasn't funny. God, there's nothing really that I can't stand. Like, I can't. There's nothing. There's times where like something little happens, and I feel like I reach out and I just talk to you about it, and we squash it. It's not even squashing. It's just like I feel like we've been a lot better communicating with each other. We used to be really bad at it back then. When we first moved out to LA, we were really bad at communicating with each other.
We were both like scared to say how we felt because we didn't want to like start something.
And then,
we both have a hard time with confrontation.
We're good at being blunt with everything else, with everybody else, except with each other.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
We're not good at that because we're the same exact person. We don't want to hurt the other's feelings.
This is bringing us together. I love you, bitch.
Something I can't stand about you is...
Whoa, he's all right.
I guess there's times where this is not a big deal, and I'm going to say this as a hypocrite because I've done this before. But... do I even need to say if it's like something I do too? I can't really complain about it.
Just say it.
Be honest.
There's times where I'll tell you something that I'm excited about, but you don't get excited. Like Matt's really good at getting excited, but
you know what?
I might be comparing you to Matt though, because Matt gets overly excited when you tell him something.
Yeah.
So when I tell it to anybody else or to you, I don't get the same vibe. So I'm just like, Maybe he's not that happy. Maybe it's not a good idea. Okay, we'll just move on. And I'm really bad at sticking to what I want to do, especially when somebody doesn't give me the reaction I want. But you know what? I do the same fucking thing, so I can't be a hypocrite about that.
No,
I do the same
thing. Matt does get overly excited.
I'm a supportive friend.
No, you are. And that's why I love about you the most is that you are so supportive. Even if it's something that's not that big of a deal, you overhype it. And you make me feel really good about it.
Yeah, but I'm being genuine, though. Like, I really am.
No, you are being genuine. I know you are.
I'm crazy. Like, I brought up this question just because I wanted all just to come back around to me and it'd be just a big compliment fest. Okay, Mariah.
Yeah, and Mariah's okay. Next question.
No, I'll make one about me, too. I'll make one about me. All right. Has Zane ever said anything weird to/about Mariah when he's drunk?
He just gets really lovey about you.
Yeah.
Oh, I get really drunk and
you just say how much you love us together.
Yeah. That's not weird.
No, you're just like, I love Mariah. Like, she's so great for you.
Oh, it's definitely the best you've ever had.
Oh, 100%.
And continues to be. And usually after like a year, I'm just like, damn, she fucking sucked. But like, it's been what now? A year and a half, 2 years?
Over 2 years.
And the way you guys connect is like you've been dating for a week. And that's like crazy to me because I have never seen that with any other couple in my entire life.
Zane and I will be together and we're just like talking about like, oh, like, you know, if we were to date a girl, we just like, I just want somebody like Mariah. I want what Ethan Mariah has.
This is what I was waiting to hear. That's all.
Oh, you sneaky bastard. They're teaming up
they're
on
slick.
This.
I remember being at Coachella and I was with Jason and, you know, just enjoying the fest. And I don't know why, but I was like, Jason, I just think Heath and Mariah are just like made for each other. They get along so well and they're just like best friends, but they're in love with each other. And Jason was like, yeah, man. Yeah. But I was just like, I don't know why I was just going off about talking about you guys to Jason. But
funny.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
No, we love Mariah. Mariah is great. She really has changed you for the better and changed me for the better. I feel like she's changed everybody for the better. Thank God you have the same humor as everybody else. Jesus Christ. Imagine if Mariah was just like not on the same scale.
She just didn't get any of our jokes.
Fuck. That is actually a really huge, like, that's very important within our friend group. Like, if we all start talking to somebody and the person we're talking to is not on the same level as humor, it's really hard to connect.
It sounds so shallow, but it's true.
There are a bunch of people that don't get us, like, at all.
We all talk very like hypothetically all the time, and there's people that just don't get it. They're like, wait, no, that's not true. And we're like,
yeah.
Like, it's like pulling teeth.
Does that make us shitty people?
I don't
know. No, it doesn't.
Baby, just have either you get with the program or you get the fuck on.
You know
bitch.
What? Because our group, bitch, is a machine. We're rolling and we are going fast.
Yeah.
You better hop on. You better make the turn because you don't miss it.
We do not stop. We do not stop for anybody.
And we were actually, me and Heath and Mariah were talking about this the other night, how I feel like our friend group has this filter, but it's like, It's like filling out an application and waiting to get approved to be, and not in a bad way, but it's like we all are all on the same level. We're all on the same level when it comes to shit. So when someone new comes into our life, it takes a long time for that person to really get connected with everybody and make them feel like they're a part of the group in like a family way. And I feel like Mariah, it took a little bit. But
it took
like,
a little bit,
Mariah
definitely, yeah.
Mariah is like part of the family. And Mariah, how long did it take? About 2 years.
You guys are like, yeah, we just now started liking her.
But it does take time. It does take time, though, because like we're all good friends. We're actual friends.
Yeah, and especially just how long we've all known each other.
Yeah.
and then having an outsider come in.
An outsider?
Matt, you got another question?
Yeah, I got another question. This is from Mark. Do you guys think that making a successful YouTube channel is by luck or by hard work?
I'll be honest. I think it has to do with both.
There you go. I held up two fingers because I agree with you.
But. Hard work is what's going to get you to keep posting and, you know, showcasing what you love and put into your videos. And then you'll get lucky that one catches and hopefully build a little bit of an audience through that.
Yeah.
And then it keeps going from there. As long as you're putting in the hard work, it's going to happen. But you need that one. You don't know which one it's going to be, but that one is going to pop, and then that's what's going to help you.
Exactly. And I feel like our entire career since we started, it was constantly hard work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because when we started Vine, it was hard work. Yeah. We didn't get lucky, but it was hard work. And then we got lucky meeting the right people, and then back to hard work because we kept posting, and then lucky to meeting David because we're a part of David's friend group, and then it got back to hard work because you have to keep consistent to your own channel. So, yeah.
It's a mix of both.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and to like add on that, like a lot of people like say this, like luck is like when opportunity and like being prepared like meet itself, you know? It's like your hard work is what prepares you, and then when that opportunity comes along, that's the luck, and you're able to like glide and achieve because you're seizing the opportunity, and then that's the luck.
And you got to play your cards right at all. Like, you always have to play your cards right, because so a lot of people get this opportunity, but
I know
they don't play their cards right, and like, that's
a lot of the times they don't see the opportunity.
Yeah,
like some people,
it's true,
some people be like, oh, okay, well, yep, and then some people will be like, wow, okay, what can I do from here now? I gotta like.
And a lot of them get taken advantage of by fucking people out here, because a lot of people out here suck.
It is a rough game.
Yeah.
But if you want to pursue YouTube, just keep going. Keep pushing through.
Oh my God. Did we turn into a pep talk podcast? Oh my God.
This one's a fun one. What's the most useless talent you have?
I don't have a talent.
Mine's perfect. Useless talent?
My
dancing.
True.
I think it is useful though, your dancing skills.
So okay, so what do you mean by like useless?
I feel like okay.
If I can do something with my phone, that's like a useless talent.
Yeah. Sure, yes.
If I were to pick something for Zane, it would be his penmanship. He's really good at writing and like writing bubble letters and stuff like that no reason.
Thank you, Mariah.
I've never seen you pick up a pen in my life.
How do you know that, Mariah?
Heath's old house, he had a chalkboard wall, and you signed "It's Coffee Talk, Baby" in perfect bubble letters, like the sign, literally like the neon sign, and it was perfect. And I was like, "Who wrote this?" And he was like, "It was Zane."
Fun fact: I used to forge everybody in my high school's detentions.
True.
It was like 50. I either charged 50 cents or a dollar per detention I forged.
Oh, he like hustled.
Like a detention slip, or their parents had to sign it.
So you get a detention slip. If something happened, you didn't do your homework, you talked out in class, you get a detention slip, and your parents have to sign it, and you go to detention the next day. But obviously, I would forge it. They would tell their parents they had after school program or whatever. They would lie, and then they go,
wow.
Who were you? Were you just like this kid, like hanging out by your locker, smoking cigarettes, hey, you need me to forge something?
I've had the best handwriting since second grade. I was awarded best handwriting every year. When I was little, I had the best handwriting.
The intensity in your eyes right now while he's saying this.
She was saying useless talent. That's why useless talent.
Okay.
Fuck it. I'll brag about it. I did have perfect handwriting, and my cursive was My cursive was impeccable. My cursive is the same as how my cursive is now.
You're like SpongeBob, just like you would like spend forever on like a timed essay. That's it.
All right, Heath, top that. Perfect writing.
Oh yeah, did you have it? You said you didn't have any. I'm trying to.
He's like, no. He's a competition. Have any. Let's skip this. Do I have any talents?
I got one. I'll just answer these for
everyone. Yeah, thank you.
You're really good at folding like clothes and towels.
I thought you were gonna say something else.
What?
Oh.
What'd you think?
You want me to say it?
Unfiltered.
Oh, you're really good at fucking.
Oh! Is that what you thought?
Yeah, I didn't think she was going to say it, but I knew what Zane was thinking.
That is not useless.
Oh, it's not that useless, but you're really good at folding clothes and
towels. I thought you were going to say it again. We got that from PacSun.
Yeah, 100%. That's literally years of working in retail.
I'm pissed that we both worked at PacSun, but we never worked together.
We were both in like different stores.
Yeah. PacSun is like this like surfer, skater, brand.
Not anymore. Now it's all like e-boy, like, brand designer shit. It's so crazy how much it changed.
It sucks. It's like Top Men.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. It's weird. I don't like it. Oh, but that was a good story. And I loved working there.
Katie wants to know, can you do her math homework?
I could try. It ain't gonna be right answers.
I was really bad at a lot of subjects in my school, but I was really good at math. I killed math. It was A, C, 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 C. That's what my report card was every year.
And it was math was the best?
Math. I'm just really good at math. I knew all, not trigonometry, but everything under trigonometry. What are you laughing at? Is that bad? It was probably really easy math too.
I was really good at subtraction, guys.
I thought you were about to say like a formula when you were like A, C, C, C. Like, wait, oh, that's your report card?
No, I can't do math to save my life right now. But back when I was in school, I was like a fucking mathematician.
I did enjoy math when I was younger. I was pretty good at it.
It's like a game.
So you're going to do Katie's math homework?
Send me a question. I'm actually curious to see if I can answer it. Okay. I don't remember any formulas or anything like that, but...
Remember when they used to have the answers on the back of the book, but nobody really knew it?
Yep.
Back of the textbooks. Yeah. Most textbooks.
Some, but they would have like the answers for like odds, but like not evens.
Yes,
so your teacher would be like, okay, go home and do the evens. And you were like, ooh, and you get to the back, you're like, damn it, it's odds.
Oh, yeah. True.
Because they would have the teacher book that would have all the answers.
But sometimes the teachers would give you the ones that the answers are in the back, but she'd make you show the work for it.
Yeah.
So you had to show how you got to it.
I don't even know how kids do math homework these days. They can just like scan the problem and it like these apps will show the entire.
You're right. Problem. How do they
fucking... can just scan the question and it like already has it like uploaded to some database.
No, but the whole math system changed. Everything changed. Like the kids I babysit, I cannot help them with their math because them adding is totally different. They're crossing things out for simple math problems. Like
it's what?
Everything.
Really
there's a whole new system.
Have you seen the videos of like how they like long divide now
videos
of
new math.
New math? It's like the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Yeah.
I think
it's
crazy. They're trying to like teach kids like how to think about
it's
the
about
problem.
It's about how to do math in your head.
Weird.
It's really strange.
It's a weird theory, but like parents are having a real tough time like trying to help their kids with their homework because they don't even know the right way to show the work.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And even these days, imagine trying to do math homework and having a TikTok account.
Ugh.
I would not get anything done. Guys, we are a TikTok family. We love TikToks. This is not sponsored. We love watching TikToks.
It's so addicting. You just get like sucked into the hole.
God, because they have all types of like entertainment. They got cringe. They got funny.
They got like, cool.
Got horror. They got all types of shit on there.
It's something.
We are on there as a group. I think every night we're on there. Mm-hmm. God, this sounds like a promo. This is weird.
I know.
What's your favorite TikTok?
My favorite TikTok?
I like the cringy boys.
Cringy boys?
Yeah.
What is that?
Like the cringy
Oh, like e-boys.
Can you sing it for us?
European car, camel curtains, got a brands and a baby Birkin.
Go Heat.
I don't know.
What's your favorite TikTok?
I look like I'm fresh off the runway. It's so lazy. The dumb way. Or I used to be so beautiful. Now look at me. I'm so beautiful. And you know what's really funny? They do it the opposite. They're all doing it I used to be so beautiful. Now look at me. So they're going from ugly to beautiful, but the song is going from beautiful to ugly.
Wow. Weird. The rhetoric of TikTok.
Wow. Zayn is woke.
But I just really pay attention to the.
Do we have another question?
Yeah.
Okay. This one is for Reagan. This is an advice one. How about some advice for a 19-year-old woman? How could you get someone to like you for once in your life?
Don't try to get somebody to like you. If they like you, they like you. Don't force something. And if they don't like you, baby, it ain't meant to be.
Yeah. And I feel like the older you get, it gets easier to like really connect with people.
Yeah.
Too. Because like everybody's awful in like middle school and high school and mm-hmm. just people are mean and nasty. And I really got to experience that. And once you get older, you find people that really truly love you and care about you and want to have fun with you and make you feel like you belong in this world, you know? So I'd say how she's 19.
Yes.
Yeah, she's still young. She probably just got out of high school. Mm-hmm. 19 years old.
Yeah.
College might be your thing, baby.
Yeah. So you'll find love for sure. Just be yourself and
yeah.
that energy will come right back. Because
I was in a pretty pretty depressing spot when I was back in school. So weird. It's crazy, like, the spectrum, like, where I started to where I'm at right now.
Mm-hmm.
Completely opposite ends of...
Yeah.
Of myself, the versions of myself. It's crazy.
We have a couple more questions?
Yeah. Would you rather kill Matt for $2,000 or would you rather kill anyone you want for $2,000?
Kill Matt for $2,000.
Kill Matt for $2,000. Okay. Okay. Because we don't know these other people. What if it was like a really nice person?
Yeah, what if they were like really good people?
Or like on like someone honest. You don't want to fucking kill someone like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm like, glad I asked. Mari, do you have a question?
This one's just funny. It just says, are y'all okay?
Hey, it's good to ask your friends if they're okay.
How you guys doing?
No, you're right. You're right.
Truthfully.
You know, every time we do this podcast and we finish, I'm very okay. I'm on a high every time we're done with a podcast like
That's
this.
That's true.
You should see us after we're done with every
podcast.
We're
all like, yeah, high fives all
we
around.
We high five. We bring it in together. We're like, guys, good job. What a great podcast. Like, it gets us going. Every time we finish these podcasts, and
I'm the most okay I've ever been in my entire life.
Right now, at this very moment.
Uh-huh. Well, not at this very, just like at this stage of my life. Like right now, I'm the happiest I've ever been. I feel amazing.
It's been a really good month for you. It's been past few months for
just,
you.
Just quitting nicotine, the whole drinking thing. Mm-hmm. Like I just feel so clean and like feel like me. I just feel really happy, and I'm just happy.
And you're
with
able
life.
To breathe too. You can breathe.
I feel
that's nice.
I feel great. Lobo, how you feel?
I feel great.
I'll get there. I'm halfway to where you're feeling, but I'll get there. I know I will. I believe in myself.
And I can tell you feel good.
I do feel good.
You seem a lot happier than you used to like months ago.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You guys keep me loving myself, you know? You guys keep me in check.
Surround yourself with positive-ass people.
Exactly.
That's all you got
to
do.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so nice we get to see each other every day. I love seeing you guys every fucking day, too. You guys really just brighten my mood.
Oh, well, I had another question.
Go ahead. Yeah, sorry. We're getting way too gushy-mushy. This is not a gushy-mushy podcast.
It's unfiltered, though. You guys do your thing, you know?
Having our hearts unfiltered. Oh,
Zane,
my God.
This one is for you. Key wants to know, Zane, what is your secret of getting so skinny?
I think this question's for Heath.
Take it.
I've been doing meal prep now, so I've been cutting. Every time I feel like I want to postmate food or I want to eat something bad, I just eat meal prep, and it helps a lot. Like, you'll be surprised how much eating, like, just healthy food helps. And I try to work out 3 times a week. But just that, it's good.
Yeah.
Cut drinking out. I know I have not cut drinking out of my life yet, but cutting drinking out of your life helps so much.
Drinking
here's
a
great example, Heath.
Drinking is a huge one. Also, dairy. Dairy's a big part.
Yeah.
I still drink a lot of coffee, but I used to drink a lot with cream in it. And that, I didn't realize, just cutting that out made a huge difference.
Cheese, milk.
No cheese. And obviously, like, eating clean, like Zane said.
Yeah.
And working out. And you guys listening right now, I've seen quite a few of your comments. Zane has too, about you guys, you know, trying to quit Juul and trying to live a healthier lifestyle. And, you know, we just want to encourage you guys if you are trying to make that path. And, you know, it means a lot to us that you look up to us.
Yeah.
And
it's really
see,
cool.
See us. And hopefully we can motivate you to, you know, getting to your goals as well.
I saw something else about smoking the Juul. Someone was like coughing up blood because of the Juul.
Guys,
so that
quit
Juul. And I know I sometimes do it. I don't do it. I sometimes do it. It's occasionally, but I will stop. Obviously, it's like the worst thing you can do to yourself. And
I feel so much better. And people, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but people keep asking me, they're like, how did you quit? Honestly, just don't fucking pick it up. It was the hardest thing I've ever done. And in your brain, you'll make excuses. Like, nicotine is so crazy that you'll be like, well, I mean, I could hit it one time now, and then next week I'll quit because right now I need it. This is the most important thing. Like, I'm so stressed right now, I need it, and then I'll quit later.
Yeah.
Like, you'll make up scenarios in your head to make it okay, but it's not. If you want to quit, just fucking quit. Don't pick it up.
We met someone, you knew him. I met someone yesterday where he was saying that he used to smoke cigarettes, and then he moved to the Juul.
Uh-huh.
And he realized that the Juul was getting him more addicting, was getting him more addicted to nicotine than cigarettes, which is crazy to me because he was smoking cigarettes all his life.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on the Juul for what, like a year? And he found that when you stopped Juuling, it was getting him like,
dude,
like shaking, and he was getting so anxious without
my
the jewel.
My withdrawals were awful. Like Mariah saw me.
I feel like it's also harder because a jewel, you don't have to step outside. Yeah. It could be anywhere at any time.
And everybody's smoking it. Like when you look at it, it's just like, it looks fun. It looks like something you want to smoke.
Dude, it's crazy. When I used to wake up, the first thing I would do is reach over and grab my fucking jewel. Like I would turn my alarm off. I would grab my jewel before I'd even check my phone. I'd grab my fucking jewel and just start ripping it in bed.
He did it in his sleep. He's jeweled in his sleep.
In your sleep?
Yeah, that's when I that's when he knew.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's when he was like, I can't do this anymore. I think that was your realization. You were like, that's bad.
She was like, in the middle of the night, you're just sitting up. Like, you're literally just fucking reaching over and smoking your jewel while you're sleeping. I was like, are you fucking serious?
Wow.
That's fucking, that's crazy.
I'm like, how the fuck am I going through 3 pods a day?
You're smoking half
two in the day,
sleep,
one at night.
In your dream, you're just like, just crazy. Still smoking it.
But yeah, I just quit, guys.
Truth. What's that brand? That
oh yeah, Truth.
What do they do? What does that brand
just
do? Truth.
Anti-smoking.
Just anti-smoking, but they help you get off smoking? Is it like they send you shit?
I'm sure they have a website where you can like
Truth. Yeah, it's just promoting like not getting addicted to nicotine, being above substances, not letting that like control.
Is that
your
like
life.
The new Dare?
But it's like the more like popular like MTV one is Truth.
I thought it was like kind of like something where you
well Dare is resistance to drugs and alcohol.
Truth is just smoking.
Yeah, it's like nicotine and smoking.
Got it.
Yeah,
I don't see a lot of that commercial anymore.
I don't know. I've been getting some ads like lately on my YouTube that are like anti-Juul commercials, and they are freaky, man. Like they're scarier than like smoking commercials. Sometimes.
They have to. I mean, everybody has the right to know what those 100%. Things do to you. I mean, that's they have the right to know. Everybody
it's
does.
It's just like looking. They don't look that bad because it's like, oh, it's vapor. Mm-hmm. But like,
oh, and they make it taste like candy too. It does. Oh,
and
it
I can't
not...
imagine also being in high school these days. Like back when we were in high school, nobody was really smoking cigarettes, and if you did, it was a big operation because you had to like leave campus, make sure you didn't smell like a cigarette. Now kids can just go into a bathroom stall and hit their jewel
into
and walk
back
into math class. Just like
honestly, I'm all for taking those back, like making that shit illegal and going back. Like if you want to smoke a cigarette, but like it just makes it harder to smoke a cigarette. And I think if you want to smoke like that, it should be hard for you to smoke. You know. Those jewels are fucking dangerous. It tastes like a lollipop.
Oh, I know.
It's like
of those
a lollipop
candy
in
ones,
smoke
I'm
form.
Like,
yeah.
Wee.
Like, and they started getting rid of the mango flavor and the fruit flavors.
I honestly think
to help.
This is gonna sound crazy, but I think it's big tobacco trying to get kids and the younger generation back onto cigarettes.
Yeah.
Because cigarettes were dying out, and like it was like cigarettes were not cool.
People are going to feel connected with the past. Like, go into an Urban Outfitters. Look at how big vinyl records are these days.
Yeah.
Like, that's ridiculous. If you said that like 10 years ago that vinyl was going to be huge, because it's romanticized. People think it's like connected with the past.
Oh, it's going to be like
cigarettes are going
to
be like,
smoke cigarettes again.
And that's what I'm worried about.
I think
like,
they made it accessible. They made it like fun and flavorful for kids. And now it got all these fucking people addicted to nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to take it away, and these kids who are addicted to nicotine are going to pick up the cigarettes again.
And imagine they start making cigarettes where like the tar in it tastes like candy. Like it's different color tar.
You remember Crushes where you'd pop the little thing in the filter and it'd be minty?
Oh, but they're going to start making different flavors. Oh my god.
Hey Sharks, we're making our own.
Hey Sharks.
We make our own cigarettes. All right, let's hop on this first.
Oh god.
Yeah, but folks, just don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do
it's
it.
Not cool.
Nicotine,
you are not cool.
Yeah, it's a waste of your health and it's a waste of your money. So, it's better.
You know how much hold on, I just want to say this real quick. I'm saving $600 a month. By not smoking the Juul.
Wow.
That's
crazy.
Yeah.
You spent $600 on Juuls?
Mm-hmm.
What?
That's
bad.
That's bad. So yeah, don't do it. Don't do it, y'all.
That's crazy. Well, I'm glad we're ending on a good note. Mm-hmm. This was a very, very, very good
motivational.
Do not Juul. Quit. And I will soon. I promise. I'm gonna take my word for that.
There you go, baby.
Finish this off, Heath.
But yeah, we just want to say thank you guys again for listening to us. We appreciate you coming back every. Wow. We just want to say thank you again for tuning into us every week, listening to our podcast. It means a lot to us, and we just enjoy it so much. And seeing you guys enjoy it as well is really cool. So thank you guys. Make sure to leave a review on the podcast app. If you guys want to watch the podcast, we post it every Tuesday on our joint YouTube channel. Thank you guys again. We love you. And Zane and Heath Unfiltered out.
Zane and Heath Unfiltered out. Oh my God. I love this podcast. This is so great.
It's our venting session.
It is.
God, so good.
That felt so good. You guys did great. Matt, Mariah.
Give it up.
You guys did great.
Thank you. Thank
Heath, you did great.
Stop, you too, baby.
Stop. All right. Peace out, A-Town now.
Peace out.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.